Planned Parenthood doctor tells Congress, men can have pregnancies, especially trans men. By Joshua Klein on October 4, 2022. Both biological and trans men are capable of becoming pregnant. According to Planned Parenthood's Director for Primary and Trans Care Dr. Bhavik Kumar, who, speaking before Congress at a hearing on abortion restrictions, claimed to have performed the procedure likely thousands of times as he deemed abortion bans inherently racist, inherently classist, and fundamentally part of the white supremacy agenda. The medical director also claimed that men can become pregnant. The hearing, titled, Examining the Harm to Patients from Abortion Restrictions and the Threat of a National Abortion Ban, featured Kumar introducing himself while announcing his personal pronouns. My name is Dr. Bhavik Kumar and I use he/him pronouns, he began. He then described his upbringing in Corsicana, Texas, claiming to know what it's like to be undocumented. A person of color, gay, and governed by white supremacist laws that burden our families and communities. Later during the session, Kumar made the outrageous claim about pregnant men while responding to an inquiry from Congressman Andrew Clyde, RGA. While we're talking about science, let's talk about biology, and let's just keep it real simple, Rep. Clyde said, as he posed a yes or no question to Kumar. Dr. Kumar, can biological men become pregnant and give birth? He asked. The Democrat witness responded by claiming men can have pregnancies, especially trans men, without elaboration. When asked if he was claiming that a biological female who identifies as a man and therefore becomes pregnant is a man, Kumar said that such questions about who can become pregnant are really missing the point. When pushed again, Kumar said, somebody with a uterus may have the capability of becoming pregnant. Whether they're a woman or a man, that doesn't make a difference. Rep. Clyde, who currently serves on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform and the Homeland Security Committee, snapped back, okay, we're done, before explaining the question's simplicity. This isn't complicated, the congressman said. Let me tell you, if a person has a uterus and is born female, they are a woman. That is not a man, and the vast majority of the world considers that to be a woman because there are biological differences between men and women. I mean, clearly any high school biology class teaches that men and women have different chromosomes. Females are 20 chromosome and male are Y chromosome, he added. I can't believe it's necessary to say this, but men cannot get pregnant and cannot give birth, regardless of how they identify themselves. Rep. Clyde also expressed his confusion over why Democrats brought in a person whose title is Director of Trans Care for an abortion hearing when only biological women can become pregnant, before slamming Kumar's apparent hypocrisy for his role at Planned Parenthood. How do you rationalize working for Planned Parenthood, an organization founded by Margaret Sanger, someone who associated with white supremacist groups and eugenics? He rhetorically asked Kumar. Margaret Sanger's entire focus was to decimate communities of color through abortion to eliminate their future generations, he added. When asked how many abortions he had performed in his lifetime, Kumar responded, likely thousands. The Georgia congressman addressed Kumar once again, asking if, as a doctor, he had terminated enough unborn babies to justify Margaret Sanger's beliefs and his continuance of her legacy. This is unconscionable. This is inexcusable. I'm thankful it is now criminal and I look forward to the day when life is again respected across our entire nation, he added. The remarks come as many on the left attempt to change the way language is used in order to advance a radical gender ideology, largely regarded as anti-scientific, that rejects the reality of biological sex, while continuing to contend that transgender men can become pregnant, despite a transgender man being a biological woman at her core. Last month, The Recount, a leftist media outlet, accused Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, of unleashing a transphobic attack for stating the biological fact that men cannot get pregnant. In July, far-left Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, thanked Berkeley School of Law professor Kiara Bridges for her service after Bridges told Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, that men can get pregnant, and that by questioning that he was opening up trans people to violence by not recognizing them. Later, Hawley said that for today's Democrats elite and Democrat leaders, it's not only not a fact, it is religion to them that you affirm that men can get pregnant and if you don't say it, then you are responsible for violence. In addition, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis noted the absurdity of the leftist narratives coming out of Washington, D.C., asking if people could actually agree that women get pregnant and not men. You know, it's interesting, some of the people in Washington, like, can we actually agree that women get pregnant and not men? Because they don't seem to say that, DeSantis said during a press conference. That same month, Britain's Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, RCOG, a major medical organization that counts the UK's future queen as its patron, presented its draft guidelines for the treatment of trans men who are pregnant. In April, Edinburgh Napier University in Scotland reportedly instructed students studying to become midwives on how to deliver babies through male genitalia from birthing persons with a penis. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.